with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has arrived. He came into the United States late last night at a small airport in New York under guard following the middle-of-the-night operation that pulled him and his wife out of Caracas. President Trump says Maduro was never duly elected and he never did anything to lead his country into prosperity.
The illegitimate dictator Maduro was the kingpin of a vast criminal network responsible for trafficking colossal amounts of deadly and illicit drugs into the United States.
And the president says the U.S. is going to partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
Bulgaria is welcoming a new year and a new currency. The nation of 6.4 million in southeastern Europe is the 21st of the on the shared euro currency. It means deeper integration with the European Union and smoother trade, travel, and investments. It's something the Bulgarian government has for years pressed for. However, polls show continued skepticism, fears of higher prices, and disinformation spread on social media. Much of that resistance appears to come from fears that the inflation will increase as merchants round prices up during the changeover. Greek authorities have removed more than 300,000 inactive university students from public university records. The move announced this weekend nearly halves Greece's official student population. The move ends a decades-old policy that allowed extended enrollment and long study breaks. The practice was abolished under recent legislation. This is SRN News. Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place all across the country, led by radical Hindus. International Christian Concern reports that, quote, in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered safe for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. Radical Hindus have vowed to kill all Christians and other religious minorities in India or drive them out. The violence has increased since the Hindu Nationalist Party first came to power 12 years ago. President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for championing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. This is SRN News. A women's tennis great is returning to a major tournament for the first time in 5 years.
Seven-time Grand Slam singles champion Venus Williams has received a wild card entry for the Australian Open beginning January 18th in Melbourne. The tournament announced Friday that the 45-year-old Williams would make a return to Melbourne Park 28 years after her first appearance. In 1998, she defeated her younger sister Serena in the second round before eventually losing in the quarterfinals to Lindsay Davenport. Venus had announced in September that she would play in Auckland, New Zealand, and also at the Hobart International a week later. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, January the 4th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including author and historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is 83 years old. NFL running back Derrick Henry turns 32. NBA center Victor Wembanyama, 22. This is SRN News.